The Stardust Tower is a magnifying glass into philanthropic minds. Here you could learn about female talent, the divine feminine, women's leadership genius, and creative energy. I hope you will step into each inside story with an open mind so you could yourself reimagine who you could be next. Please join me, Marina Nani, on the Stardust Hour podcast for Rich Woman Magazine. Thank you for being here. I'm very grateful. Michael Ozier is going to talk about why Oprah interviewed him 4 times. So I hope you'll enjoy it and you'll be able to connect with Michael as well.
My name's Michael. I'm the author of the book Law of Attraction. I sold 3.7 million copies in 37 languages, and I never had a business card in my entire career, and I never solicited business, but I'm a deliberate attractor. I am a trainer, and I want to welcome everybody to the Rich Woman Magazine Club, and Dr. Marina has generously given me my 11 o'clock for the month of December time slot, and for the last 3 Sundays, we've been talking about resetting your vibe and watching the don't, nots, and no's. And really, that's just the place to start. Even before you start using Law of Attraction deliberately, you got to clean up your own vibe. So we talked about that, watching our words, watching our language, who we hang around with, what rooms, just being very protective about our vibe. I didn't create that law. That's the law. Law of Attraction says it matches vibrations. Law of Attraction is responding to how you feel about what you're reading, writing, talking about, smelling, eating, remembering. It's responding to that vibration. This is the definition of Law of Attraction. Law of Attraction matches vibrations, positive or negative. Today, we're going to kick it up a notch and talk about deliberate attraction and see who wants to be more of a deliberate attractor today. That means using Law of Attraction on purpose and deliberately. I'm going to teach you how to do that today in the special edition in the Rich Woman Magazine Club. Thanks for joining. There, Dr. Marina will come back and I want to tell me about how her project's going. She's got a great initiative going on. Dr. Marina, I would love for you to tell us about your project that you're working on, and it's such a great contribution.
Actually, I'm very, very excited. So I think we are in a good place, and I think a lot more people are awakening to their true self, to the desire to give, to feel abundant, and generosity, giving is the best way of feeling abundant.
Yes. My hunch is,
yes.
Yeah, well, I think the part that's fulfilling you is that you're able to combine leadership with passion. And what a sweet spot, right? You found, and so you're being fulfilled by that, and you're doing a great job. And it does take leadership and pulling the team together and the idea and passionate about the project. Boy, what a marriage those two things are. So congratulations for finding your sweet spot where you can contribute.
Thank you so much, Michael. It is true. On reflection, I'm thinking everything you are teaching, well, this is what I need to apply more of, because changing your vibe changes your result. The more I share, the more my energy to others,
yeah.
More and, better, you know, things will happen for other people. So, yes.
Even sharing the success of this campaign, I'll call it a campaign or project, even sharing that causes you to send the vibration of it, the successful vibration. So it's important to talk about it, to acknowledge it, and it keeps you in the vibration of that. So it collects its own steam or its own, you know, it's like a snowball. It just gets bigger and bigger. Pay attention to that.
Thank you so much, Michael. Actually, everything you teach is helping me a lot, and I want to enable more people to practice your teaching and benefit from your genius. 2022, we already started to work on this and open these doors for people who never considered how important vibration is and
thank you.
What the difference they can make themselves, simply yes. by changing their vibe. Absolutely grateful. I don't have enough words to thank you for everything you are doing for humanity. Thank you so much,
Mike. You're welcome. And it was interesting because when Dr. Marina and I talked, I gave her the title for the first three Sundays. I said, you know, I wanted to make it easy. So she just cut and paste. I said, here's a title. And then for this Sunday, I didn't give her a title. And then when I saw this title, it was the first time that Oprah's name was ever used in a title. And I thought, holy S-balls, I better be good on this episode here today. So did I answer the question why Oprah interviewed me four times? Now, well, can you tell why?
Actually, the question is why she stopped interviewing you, because you become not only the master of law of attraction, but you are a legend. And now would be a good time for her to interview you. I think she's missing out.
Well, it's true. Well, there's something else. I'd love to introduce Oprah to the emotion code. The emotion code is where I'm deleting people's negative vibrations. And that is about 10 years behind the whole planet understanding it. But Oprah could speed that up really fast. Just like she did with The Secret. You know, my book came out in 2003, and I was one of the very few books that had the word law of attraction in the title. 2003. Do you know how long ago that is? Yes, it's almost 19 years. And then The Secret came out in 2006, and it really wasn't until 2009 that everyone started to understand about it because of Oprah. I mean, The Secret was 2006, Oprah was 2009. The planet went crazy with law of attraction. That's when I got the phone call that said, Michael, Oprah would like to interview you to bring some clarity to the subject of law of attraction. And you know what's interesting about the Oprah thing? And I always vibrated that I would want to have conversations with her, but I never, and I'm going to say this without giving attention, but I didn't want to be on the TV show. And that was because of my body size. I was much larger than I am now. And I thought, I can't sit on a couch that fat on the Oprah show and have that be my legacy forever. So I vibrated myself out of the TV show. So boy, the radio show thing was perfect. But anyway, I look different now. I have a different body. Everything's law of attraction. Well, it's a good story. You know, I live in a small city, and I've been doing seminars here probably since maybe 25 years. I was talking about law of attraction in coffee shops, in bookstores. I would go to church basements. I would go anywhere, anytime. And then I would have people, just like on clubs, I would have people follow me. Said, hey, when's you doing your next presentation? And people would come out. These were the days when we went in person, you know, 25 years ago. And I would always say to the people, and at this time, Dr. Phil, it was called Dr. Phil Tuesday, and I would talk about the audience. I was thinking, and by the way, at this time, the only people that people could relate to about law of attraction would be people like Oprah, right? She would be into this kind of stuff. So I would say, hey, do you think Oprah was going to love me? And they would say, yes. And I would say, you know what? I'd love to be Michael Mondays. Imagine Michael Loggia from Gilligan's Island on the west coast of Canada dominating the Oprah show on Monday with this message. And I would say yes if you're in. And people would laugh. And then as I'm signing books and people say, see, I'm Oprah. And I'm not even kidding you. That went on many times. That went on many times. So I wasn't holding that as a vibration deliberately, but just in the experience about talking about it and having fun with it. And law of attraction doesn't know I was pretending or being funny. It was responding to the vibration that I gave it. Listen, even when I got the first interview, the first request of the interview, I remember thinking, oh, I want to do a two-part series. That's what I said to myself. I want to do a two-part series. So here's what happened. So I go to I live on an island. We didn't have a radio station that had XM access, like satellite radio. So I had to take a float plane because I live on an island. I took a seaplane to Vancouver, and it was March, and it was cold. Not snowy cold like the rest of the world, but cold, wet and damp and cold. So I go to the CBC radio station, and I go inside, and my friend Sandy, who was kind of my assistant at the time, I was out of nowhere, and all of a sudden I was on TVs. And Canadian TV and so on. So we go inside the radio station and, you know, we get comfortable and we have something to drink. And then all of a sudden, the producer in the radio station here, he knocks on the glass and he showed me to put the headset on. And it was Oprah. There was no pre-show. There was no wanting to get to know me. She'd been to my website. She watched my videos. She knew all about me. And you can bet they did their research before they got me. I mean, I'm talking probably records, everything. You know, she's pretty careful about all of that. So they knew me well before the interview. So I get on the interview, and there's a little bit of it's being recorded, by the way, but there's a little bit of jingle music, and then Oprah opens up the show. Hey, welcome to the Soul Series, and she's talking about law of attraction, and I'm super calm and casual. Before this, I had my own talk radio show for about a year and a half on Voice America, and my show was hot. Why? Because I was the only show on law of attraction. Now there's hundreds, but one time I was the only guy. People were listening to me on Voice America. So I go and I'm having the Oprah interview. The interview's over. I mean, when you're on radio, we just hang up. So Oprah thanked me and then the air went dead. And I thought, oh my God, I just had an Oprah interview. And so I was kind of excited about that. So then I get dressed and I put my winter jacket on and I zip it up and I put my hat on and then I put my knapsack on and I buckle it up and Sandy and I said, okay. And then all of a sudden, the producer taps on the glass and he points to the headsets and he said, it's Oprah. And I thought, oh, she wants to thank me, right? So remember, I'm dressed. I got a hat on. I got my jacket zippered up. I put the headset on and I hear the jingle music. And here's what she says. We brought him in last week and you loved him so much. He's back again today. So I was having my second interview. Fully dressed, and Sandy, who's a woman, Sandy, she ended up wiping my forehead very quietly through. I couldn't take anything off. I couldn't buckle up. So that happened back to back. Remember, I said I wanted to do two parts when I did that. And then about a week later, I'm in Australia. I'm there for 3 months. I'm doing seminars. And I got a call from my assistant, who was my sister, talking about a small business. And she said, Oprah wants to interview you again. And she said, she wants you to do some call-in. She said, you were brilliant. And can you do some call-ins? I said, yes. And she said, perfect. 3 a.m. today. So, you know, the difference between Australia and Chicago. So Harpo Studios got a radio station to open at 3 a.m. for Michael Loggia to go in. To be interviewed, and they were all flabbergasted. Everybody was, people came to work at 3 a.m. to be part of this whole Oprah interview. So, and it was the same thing. The only thing she ever asked me outside of the interview was this question: do you want to know people's questions before I give them to you? And I said, absolutely not. And she's good on you. And I nailed every question. She was quoting from my book. She said, oh, I loved how you said this, and I loved how you said that. Anyway, I'm going to make my point again. I never solicited. I never sent books. I never did publicity. I never had a publicist. What else did I never do? Oh, I never doubted myself. And I made sure that I surrounded myself that had big goals and big dreams as well. Do you know people have more courage for you than you do for yourself? I was also careful about who I told about my Oprah dreams. Some people would make fun of me. Some people wouldn't believe it. You can bet I didn't tell them twice. Was that a story or did I answer a question? I think it was a bit of both. But I think I could still receive a call from her. I get two other books. My other book, if you go to my website, I changed the link above. If you go to my website, you can click on my Your Life's Purpose book. And my book, Your Life's Purpose, will help you uncover what fulfills you. And earlier I was talking about, well, what fulfills me is influencing people. That fulfills me. What else fulfills me is intimacy. Like today, we had a lot of intimate conversations. You know what we didn't talk about? Sports, cars, and the weather. We had an intimate conversation. And my other fulfillment need is attention or attentiveness. So I can say today, working with you, helping you guys, I got these three needs met. Influencing people in a positive. Well, first, let's do a little poll. Give me a flash if I got these needs met today, or you think that I did. Number one, attention. Did I get my attention needs met today in a healthy way? You bet. Number two, influencing people in a positive way. Did I get those needs met today? You bet. Number three, intimacy. In other words, we had very intimate conversations. Did that happen today? Yes. And here's my fourth need. My book starts off with 30 needs. And at the end of the process, you'll know your top four or five. So here's my fourth need, freedom. So when those four needs come together, it's my happy place. And when I get my fulfillment needs met, you know what I'm experiencing? Not even gonna, just wait for it. When I get my fulfillment needs met, I'm living my life's purpose. Here's a diagram from my book. See the circle there, the very center? That's the purpose. I'm gonna say that's a, you can have different, but this is the purpose of my life, to experience joy. So the question says, well, what strategies? Well, what are you gonna do to bring joy? And the real question, which is the outer ring, what fulfills me? So when you kind of cover what fulfills you, and then you create things or strategies to get them met, and then you have joy, and joy is the purpose in your life, and then you become selfish enough to make you're only doing to make sure you're only doing things that bring you joy, then you're living your life's purpose. Again, you can go to my website, click on my Your Life's Purpose book. You can download the 30 list, get familiar with it, do the first exercise. You can also go to my website and you can do the NLP assessment so you can find out the styles. So there are my three books, and all three of my books were seminars first, hundreds of seminars. This last book, Your Life Purpose, it took me 5 years to write that. And I held this seminar all over the world. I held it in New York, in Hong Kong, in Kuala Lumpur, in Singapore. I'd walk around the room and I'd watch students doing the exercise. And sometimes I would say, why do they do that? And I would ask them, and I said, why do you do that? And they say, oh, I didn't know. So that's how I made the processes, was watching other people do them. So it's pretty exciting. Enough about me. If you're in the queue or would like to come and ask a question, give us a quick wave. If you like my style and you like being trained and you're a good student, or you like to be a student, join me tonight at 5 for more Law of Attraction training. Deborah, you are in the queue on Dext. Welcome back. Say hello.
Hello, Michael and Dr. Marina and everybody here. You know, I want to think, and I will say I believe I am a good student. But I continue to come and learn something new each and every time, because what you do is so valuable, and how you present it and how you teach is amazing, and you make learning so enjoyable because I can take it and implement it and live it. And yes, I do hear you in my ear.
That was my next question. I'm so in your ear. I'm in your head. You knew I was going to ask that.
I certainly did. And yes, you are in my head. And I'm so glad you are. And I thank you, Michael. I did want to say hello. And I will see you this evening in your next room.
Great. Thanks for popping in and saying hello. Again, today we had a great conversation about Law of Attraction. We talked more about deliberate attraction, meaning how can I deliberately attract anything? And you can deliberately attract anything if you deliberately include the vibration of what you desire and what you do deliberate. Are you talking about it? Are you reading it? Are you writing it? Are you telling 10 friends? Are you complaining about it? Are you worrying about it? Everything's included. So my hunch is after today, you're going to notice everything in your vibrational bubble. It's okay to be negative, and it's okay to catch yourself giving something negative attention, because you're only doing it briefly. But remember, when you change what you're giving attention to, it changes the vibration that you're sending about it. And Law of Attraction doesn't know whether you want what you're giving attention to or whether you don't want. It's obedient. Good. We're opening up for questions, comments. If you'd like to join us, give me a quick wave. I've certified 470 facilitators in 17 countries. And today I'm going to be talking about techniques, your opening sentence that you could use to stimulate an audience's interest about your presentation on Law of Attraction. So I'm going to be giving tips on how to teach Law of Attraction to others today at 5 o'clock. You can click on my profile or you can watch the replay. I'm going to be giving away my opening sentence that I've been using for 23 years, and how that opening sentence gets 100% audience participation. You got to be there. Somebody can ask me questions, comments.
Michael, I'd like to add something.
Go ahead.
So when I was taking the 5-week course, Law of Attraction, I felt that it was really beneficial that I also did emotion code with you, because as you're learning all these techniques and trying to implement them, unless you remove those blocks, like through emotion code, they're not as effective. So those two go hand in hand, and I would highly recommend that for people taking your 5-week course.
Yes, thank you. The emotion code is so magical. You know, I was in a room today, and I don't go in a lot of rooms because I'm not a good student. I like to participate, and sometimes I can take over a room, but that's what happened today. Somebody invited me in, and before you know it, I was doing an emotion code session on a host that had some blocks, and boy, it was very fascinating. So I also have a lot on emotion code room. Master, you're on deck next. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, it's good to see you again. I have a couple of questions here.
Go ahead.
I know you talk a lot about the vibrational bubble. So right before you were getting interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, what was the vibration that you were setting in first to get that interview?
Here's the important part for Master, because I know you're doing a great job teaching a lot of people, and you might already be doing this. Law of Attraction doesn't know how that vibration got in your vibrational bubble. It's responding to how you feel about how it got in your bubble. So I hear some people, not in this room, but other people say, it's mandatory to do a dream board. Well, it's not mandatory to do a dream board. But here's the question to ask yourself. If I do a dream board, will it help me include the vibration of my desire? It might for a couple of minutes until you walk by it and look at it and doubt that you're ever going to get it. Well, that just canceled that effort. Then some people say that you need to visualize. Here's my question. Do you feel good visualizing, or doesn't it feel good? If you're frustrated because you can't get a picture visualizing, then don't visualize. Law of Attraction doesn't know how it got into your vibrational bubble. It's just matching it. You know, all through my, even when I was still working for the government, I remember setting up mastermind teams with young entrepreneurs like me when I was like 30 and other people, mastermind teams. And we'd meet once a week and we'd go around the room and what are you working on? What, like, I didn't do this on my own. I had a lot of people that had a lot of courage for me. And I was thinking, they would say, well, come to your first seminar. Yeah. And like six people. And I thought, oh, well, this is going down. And I was supporting them. They were supporting me. So surround yourself with people that have goals and dreams too, and work together. And remember, people have more courage from you that you have for yourself. So
thank you so much, Michael. Basically, just talking about it and speaking it into existence.
Okay, we're going down the queue. We have R with us, and then Terry. R, tell me what you're hearing that was stimulating, helpful, or maybe was an aha moment for you. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. Hello, everyone. So I'm a big believer of the Law of Attraction since 2006, since The Secret came out, and it really changed my life. I've been briefly in your room once or twice, and I'm really fascinated with emotional coding, because I've noticed what was happening with me is I did get my goals, but they weren't as high as I wanted them. So I wasn't able to get to that high emotional state of attracting my goals the way I want them to be. So I would get the goal, but it would be on a lower scale. My question is, Michael, is you talked about emotional coding, and I loved how you highlighted and emphasized that. People who are interested in or talk about the Law of Attraction shed light on emotional coding. And I was just going on my own journey through life. I've noticed that I had many emotional blocks, and not just one. I've noticed that I had emotional blocks, okay? I've recently come to note it, to realize that there were more than one. I just wanted to know whether there was one that was the root of all, or were they, you know, just they many existed? And how about would one want to unblock them? Is there like a certain particular order that somebody needs to follow, or how exactly? Yeah, that's my question, Michael. hope it's clear.
Oh, thank you, Kat. So I want to add to the question about emotion code. By the way, on Saturdays, I just finished my 225th episode on the emotion code if you want to learn more about it. But the emotions are event specific. So for example, not you are, but anybody, they might say, you know what, Michael, I've got so much resistance to networking with people. So I would use the emotion code to find out what emotion is causing that. And it's an old emotion from an event when you were networking that you still have. And then you might say, you know what, Michael, I've got so much resistance returning emails. I just hate doing it. Last week on the show, I worked with a guy that had fear about opening emails. And sometimes he'd go a day and just spend the whole day in fear. So I found out what the emotion was. I deleted from him. And then he came back and said, I don't even think about it. I just open emails every day now. So my point is that the emotions are event specific. I'm having this problem, then it could be this feeling. I'm having another problem, it could be the same feeling, but a different one that happened at a different time. So the reason why I'm so interested in emotion code, because it is actually deleting negative emotions. And boy, if you can delete negative emotions, what happens to your overall vibration? It rises and it becomes higher emotions. You can go to my website. There's a little video there, about a 3-minute video, where I show the chart and plus the list of 100 things I'm helping people with. The website, and click on Emotion Code Services. That's what we'll do. Okay, R, thanks for bringing up that question about the emotion code or your feedback.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Terry, you're on deck next. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael, for inviting me talking. And I heard you speak once, twice, and very, very enlightening, very interesting. I think the emotion, and I will check out your emotion code. You mentioned that a vibration a lot of time. I'm trying to understand whether that just indicated energy. Is that kind of the law of attraction? Are you talking about when you meet someone and try to meeting with their same level of the energy frequency? Is that what you're talking about?
Thank you, Terry. So the word frequency, it has a lot to do with radio frequencies, TV, you know, the CB radios. They use the word frequency a lot, right? So frequency is a sound. It's an energy. So the radio dial, that imagine a radio dial like a ruler. It goes from 0 all the way to 100, just like a radio station dial does. So somewhere along there is your favorite station. Mine's 98.5, literally. So I can go to 98.5 and I can hear the music on 98.5, but I can't hear the music on 70.1 at the same time. So I've got to pick a dial. Now I can go to my car and change the dials, but I want to pick a dial and stay there. So the word frequency, there's other words that use to describe it. I appreciate the confusion, or the question rather. The frequency also means feelings, also means vibes, also means vibrations. They all mean the same thing. So I could say, hey, what's your frequency? And we don't do it, but I'm trying to show the relationship. You could say, hey, what's your frequency today? Oh, I'm good. I've been about a 90 all day. Really good. Yesterday, oh, I was a low frequency, about 40. So I could use the word frequency and give it a number, but we do it this way. You know what? Today, super great vibes. Yesterday, ugh, my vibes were horrible. So I did it using the word vibe. And I'm going to do it using the word feeling. How you doing? Ah, I'm feeling great today. Yesterday, I felt like crap. Just means slow. So you understand the point that I'm making? The word frequency, the word feelings, the word vibes, and the word vibrations all mean the same thing. And wait for it, Terry, because I know you're waiting for it. All of those words satisfy a different learning style. That's why there's so many words to mean the same thing. I put the website Releasing Negative Emotion Sessions, and there's a list of about 100 things that I help people with. Some of it's physical, some of it's mental challenges or belief challenges. Plus, there's a little mini video where you can check me out talking about the process. Is there anybody in the stage that has a question or comment?
Yeah, Michael, I have a question. Are you
go ahead, caller?
Are you starting to send out emails about the 5-week law of attraction?
We're adding a little special to it for all our Clubhouse friends. And we're excited to get that rolling. And yeah, it's going to change your life, I promise you. Learning the things that you're going to be able to teach other people. I don't know what you're teaching them now, but what I do know, if you can teach some of the stuff that I'm teaching in that course, boy, your results will go through the roof, particularly the allowing piece. I think that'll make a good contribution to your work. And I know that because most people aren't good at allowing. Most people help people get excited about their goals, right? Yeah, you can reach that goal. Well, pumping yourself up doesn't get it there faster. So the allowing piece will be a great benefit. We'll make sure that you're there. So, yes, and a shout out to Dr. Marina, who has given up the space for me and encouraged me to fill this space. On Sundays here, I've had such a great time, and everybody else that's been joining, make sure you follow Dr. Marina's Rich Woman Magazine Club. If you click on my profile, I have a class coming up at 5 o'clock on Law of Attraction in my other room, my Law of Attraction room. Come back, bring a pen and paper. Some of the things you'll have heard before, but like everything, hearing again and again will brainwash you. Did I say brainwash? Yes. I'm going to wash your brain of the things that are causing you not to attract what you want. Say yes, it's okay if you get brainwashed by me. Yeah, Deborah's in, Denise Kat, you can wash my brain, all right. You can wash my brain of the things that are causing me to attract negative things. One more opportunity. PNN, looks like. I'm not sure if I pronounced that. Tell me what your feedback or comments are.
Hey, Michael. Yes, I'm one of your Emotional Co clients.
There we go. I do. I pronounced your name before.
All right. So my question is how, you know, in theory, we all know that we want to change that vibration. If we would try to change the mind, change the thought so that we can get into the right frequency. But how do we get in and stay there so that we don't sabotage ourselves? You know, we usually have a lot of, you know, those negative self-talk in the mind. Right. And when we try to do good things, oftentimes our head or the ego will get in the way. So how do we eliminate that part?
Okay, good. So we're just going to recap your understanding, Myron. So we both agree then that our thoughts, if we're thinking about negative things, it causes us to have a negative vibe. So that's what we've been talking about, right, so far?
Right.
Okay, yes. Refresh the screen, everybody. These three words, which are also on the buttons that I talked about earlier, these are the culprit. So work with me here, Palin, for a minute. When I'm complaining about something, am I using one of those three words? Oh, I don't want my clients to cancel. I don't want this to happen. When I'm complaining about something, I'm using these words. What about if I'm worrying? Oh, I hope this doesn't happen to you. I hope this doesn't happen to me. I hope my clients don't cancel. When I'm worrying, I'm using those words. When I'm talking about what I don't want, that's pretty obvious. I'm using these words. So if you haven't already downloaded the buttons, you can do that. It's michaelloger.com/buttons. This button here, if you haven't downloaded it, draw a circle the size of a golf ball, write the words don't, not, and no with a line through it. So how do you maintain more positive? You got to reduce and eliminate those words. And how do you do that? Refresh your screen. So what do I want? So let's practice that. I don't want my clients to cancel. So what do I want? Let's see. Well, I want my clients to keep their appointments. Oh, see how the words changed? And earlier, we both said when the words change, then my thoughts change. And when my thoughts change, the vibes change. Every time you use the word don't, not, and no, in that very moment, I want you to say, so what do I want? I don't want this to be difficult. So what do you want? I want this to be easy. Don't forget. So what do you want? Remember. What do you guys hear when I say, this is not a scam? Like, oh, I didn't think it was until you brought it up. Okay, make sure you refresh. So what do you want? That is the reset sentence right there. I changed the link to the 5-week course. If you go to the bottom of this page, you can subscribe to get all of the buttons, right-click them, save them on your desktop, print them off as a 4x6 photo at the photo lab. It's worth the effort. I have them in my office and I'm the author of them. Why do I do that? Because I want to train my brain. I want the so what do you want to be in my face. I want the don't nots and nos to remind me. Again, michaelloche.com buttons/buttons, or go to the link above, scroll down, and you will find them there. Hopefully that helped you, Palin.
Yes, yes. But what about the emotions behind the words? I know that just by changing the words, I mean, the words themselves are very powerful, but what if there's more emotions behind the words?
Well, it's how you feel about the words. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples, because some words make people feel differently. The word might not be a feeling, but it causes you to have a feeling. For example, the word homework. Oh, some of you are saying, goody, goody, I love homework, thank you. And what's other people saying? Oh, I hate homework, it's going to drive me crazy. Now, some people might be thinking, I use the word want a lot. And then I always have that resistor that said, I learned that if you use the word want, it means you're always in lack. Law of attraction doesn't know what the word want is. It's responding to how you feel about when you use it. Master, I'm going to call you up and you're going to be my vibrational meter reader, positive or negative. What is the vibration that I send in this sentence when I use the word want? I want one of those. How can I? Can I want that one? What's the vibration, negative or positive? Okay, sentence number two. Oh, I want the red one. Look at that. That's awesome. I want that one. What's my vibration, positive or negative?
Positive.
That's right. My point, everybody, it's not the word you use, it's how you feel about it. So if somebody tells you not to use the word want, go tell them to mind their own vibration. Use the word want, it's how you feel about it. Say it from a place of expectation. Oh, I want to have one of those. I like this. Here's what I like about this. Here's what I like about that. These are ways to have you include the vibration of what you desire. And the hack, I say that respectfully, it's not a word I ever use, but the hack is, law of attraction doesn't know how it got in your vibration. It doesn't know that you were telling Michael Loggia the success story, or that you're going, dear diary, here's all the great results, or you were pointing at this client saying, that's here because of me, that's here because of me, that's here because of me. Tonight I'm going to be talking about how to be deliberate in what you're attracting. I'm going to do a little law of attraction facilitator training and how to be deliberate. How can I attract more speaking gigs, for example? How can I attract an ideal client, an ideal customer? You know the rule. The only way to attract anything is to send the vibration of it, which then raises a question. Do I get to get a feeling for it? No, you don't have to get a feeling for it. I know some people are thinking, what? Do you think I knew what it would be felt? What it feel like to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey? Of course I didn't know what that feels like. Do you think anybody knows what it feels like to be interviewed by Oprah Winfrey 4 times in her Soul series? There's not one person in the world that knows what that feels like but me. And I also didn't know what that felt like before I had it. So it is a myth that you need to get a feeling for it. Here's what you need to do. You need to include the vibration of what you desire. When you talk about it, when you write about it, when you volunteer there, when you experience it, when you talk about what you like about it, that includes the vibration or the word feeling, then you can attract it. But trying to sit still and get a feeling what it feels like to have $10,000 in your bank account, it's hard to get that feeling when you haven't felt it yet. Just some food for thought. I'm officially wrapping up. Anybody have a question or comment as we're doing that? Dr. Marina, go ahead. Let's hear.
Wow. I want to say that I can't find the words again to say thank you the way I feel you deserve and the way I see you deserve and the way I believe you deserve.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your attentiveness is plenty. Thank you. Okay, we had a great fun today. Again, check out my 5-week Law of Attraction, 5 weeks on Zoom with me, watching, listening, holding up buttons, a 17-page workbook, 5 nights on Clubhouse, recorded online, access forever. You can master the 3-step formula with me and then apply it over and over and over and over again. That's why I teach it as a formula, because it's duplicatable. Everybody, let's sign off. Thanks for hanging out. We've had a good couple hours here. Rich Woman Magazine, thank you for hosting this conversation here on Sundays at 11 a.m. I appreciate you. Let's acknowledge Dr. Marina for giving me this space every Sunday morning.
Thank you, Dr. Marina. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, see you later, everybody.
Thank you for enriching the space. Thank you. Thank you. Good
Darlene and Dinesh, thank you. Master
thank you.
Palin, thanks for hanging out. Okay. See you later, everybody. Hey, some people are going to stay on and have conversation. I guess that happened last time, but I'm going to slip out. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you. Wow. That was absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next time. A true privilege. Thank you so much.
This episode is sponsored by MTN Press. MTN Press is the publishing house behind niche publications like Rich Human, Sovereign, and the Quantum of Light magazines, all British brands with a global reach. They deliver the good news straight to the desk of decision makers, the CEOs, presidents, CFOs, consultants, investors, influencers, bankers, PR agencies, heads of global operations, to name just a few. They also offer specialized support through a range of bespoke services, tools, and systems to help publishers like you grow both their presence and business. Whether you are running a blog, a niche magazine, or thinking to start one, their expert knowledge in the world of publishing can give you the tools and the expertise and the confidence you need to succeed. Check them out at mtnpress.co.uk or follow the link in the episode description.